Ignis Municipal Council has passed a resolution to continue the town's commitment to participating in the site selection process for a nuclear waste deep geological repository. At a meeting on Wednesday, Ignis's council passed a resolution that municipal officials said, fully supports continuing with this process, but also ensuring that the public and a full council will have ample opportunity to participate in any final decision and position in the future. A press release was issued on Thursday announcing the passing of the resolution. It is extremely important that we as council not miss the opportunity to continue to participate in this process with the Nuclear Waste Management Organization, as the timelines for commitment are tight, but we also recognize that any final decisions around our participation require full council debate and approval as well as intense and paramount consideration and participation from the entire community, said Ignis Interim Mayor Kim Bigree in a statement. Bigree also said the Nuclear Waste Management Organization's site selection decision is an undertaking that involves transparency, discussion, and debate from a full council. The current Ignis Council only has 3 of the 5 seats filled, following the resignation of former Mayor Bill Gaskin and former Councillor Al Zimmer in April. NWMO also understand that at some point in the future, a full council discussion, debate, and approvals are necessary after extensive consultation with the community, Bigree continued. The release said the resolution ensures that the current council is fully supporting the site selection process, while, at the same time, the final decision is made after council vacancies are filled and a full council can engage with the public's willingness to participate. Council has also appointed Andrew Sprunt as a special advisor to the project, according to the release. The Township of Ignis is presently in the process of completing its obligations under a multi-year agreement, currently in year 2, with the NWMO and further discussions on year 3 are continuing, said Cown. John Taddeo. Ignis also announced that they intend to reach out to the public for definitive feedback, shortly. The public input will feedback will be provided to council following July 17, when the 2 vacancies are expected to be filled, so council can make fully informed decisions regarding the commitment of the community in this DGR project.